Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
I've just found that things just work so much better. Life is so much smoother. The world is in such a perfect orbit. And life is good when everybody does whatever I say. Peter Meyer is a guy who agrees with me on that. I know Peter is the author of Warp Speed Growth. He's also the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's one of our top strategists in our brain trust. He's our good friend. Peter, you agree with me, don't you, about that?
Whatever you say, Jim.
See there, folks? See how easy that is? Now, see, doesn't that make things nice and smooth? Just everything would just be so perfect if people would just do everything I say. And I'm having a little trouble with that around my own organization here, though, Peter.
Well, we've all been meaning to talk to you about that, Jim.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've gotten a note from some folks here saying, Peter, would you talk to Blasingame about this? Peter, one of the things that you and I've been doing for a long time now, and I suspect that we'll never run out of topics or focus on this, because it's a big topic, it's an important topic, and it's one that small business owners are, I expect this to be working on for at least 100 years, and that is this concept of creating new markets, and then when you create them, dominating them. Mm-hmm. And you and I have been talking about this. You've written a book on the topic. You've got a number of articles out there. You do speeches on the topic. And we're going to talk about it some more today. But you want to focus us today, I think, on a little bit of a different angle than we've gone on before. You want to talk about some of these search engines, don't you?
I think that's an interesting discussion. And I think it's a good lesson for all of us to think about when you look at search engines. And let me explain why that suddenly popped up. We did some research, and we looked at how search engines work, not from the vendor point of view, but from the customer point of view. We certainly have clients who are building search engines and run search engines and are very happy with the products they've been doing. And what they do is, as we do, as most of us do, is we look at our products compared to what they were before. And boy, search engines compared to, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they're much more efficient now than they were then, aren't they?
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah, but we then said, let's look at how the users like them. And we went after business users in this case, and we surveyed several hundred, maybe 1,000 business users, and asked them, what is it that works and doesn't work for you? We asked a very limited but very specific number of questions. And we asked by email because we thought if they use search engines, they'd probably use email.
Mm-hmm.
And to my surprise, we got a response rate that was quite substantial. You know, you'd expect maybe a 5% response rate.
That would be a home run most cases.
Yeah, we got 40%.
What?
40% of the people responded.
They were interested in this, weren't they?
They were not just interested, they were unhappy.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the total set of numbers, if you average them out and just take the lump sum of all the business professionals, and I stripped out retired people pretty much, I stripped out people who weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
And we look just at the business professionals. 6 out of every 10 web searches worked. 4 out of every 10 failed.
Hmm.
Now, my clients would like me to think in terms of a web search engine as being a utility, like a phone service.
Right.
But if you dial 411 and it only works 6 times out of 10, would you be
right.
happy?
No.
That's why we got some.
We expect it to happen 10 times out of 10.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the web search engines are working for our users. Now, they eventually return an answer, but they work for our users in an acceptable way. 6 times out of 10, and they don't work 4 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if I go through the list of what went wrong, it's just amazing.
Right.
And that actually caused a gap between expectation and the perception of value delivered.
Well, and that gap is part of a larger gap that, as you know, I've been studying with the group that I'm part of, the Global Consumer Advisory Board. We've been studying the technology gap. which this is part of, and that this is an offshoot of, and that is not delivering the thing. Maybe the company is delivering what they think that they're what they wanted to deliver, but it's not in a form that the consumer can use successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I may say, yes, here's my product, here's my technology product, and I want you to buy it, or here's my technology service, and I want you to use it, and I've created it perfectly. But if I haven't delivered it in a way that you can use it successfully, then I have failed at least part of the time. When we come back, I want you to talk about the implications for all that.
Absolutely.
On small business. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Peter Meyer, the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Stay with us. Back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us today. Let me tell you about our show coming up in the show straight ahead. We've got Mary Hessler Key, who will be joining us. She's one of our top leadership experts. And then after that, Pearson Jane Howard are our personality experts. We're going to talk about personality at work. And then Jackie Nugent is a new friend, and Linda Novi is a new friend. Two ladies who will be on later in the week, and I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. I want to get back to our good friend Peter Meyer, who's the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. And Peter, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
Oh, of course. It would be MeyerGrp.com or CreatingandDominatingNewMarkets.com.
Check that out when you get a chance. There, you've got quite a few articles up there, don't you, Peter?
Yeah, it's one of those things I'd like people just to go and take a look and take the articles. There's 30 or 40 good articles on business, on small business up there. People are welcome just to use them.
Right. Check that out when you get a chance. And I think you'll enjoy this, folks. And this is another area. We talked about branding earlier in the day with our good friend Tom Asacker. And I mentioned Peter's name, if you remember, folks. And I told you that you take the branding idea and then you marry that up with the concept of creating markets with your brand and dominating those markets with that brand. It all goes together, so you need to. I wanted you to make sure you read some of Tom Asacker's stuff, and then bookmark Peter's website so you can read his stuff, because both of those sites will really help you. Both of the information that Peter and that Tom write about are really important for your future success as you move into the 21st century with your small business. Okay, now we're talking about the search engines, and I was just talking about this gap that you mentioned. I was expanding on it a little bit. Peter, because I wanted people to realize that there is this thing that we have to realize that just because we think it's perfect, it's not perfect till the customer uses it and they think it's perfect.
That's so true. And that gap in expectations is a critically important gap to try and understand. And my experience has been that most people who make products don't actually understand that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And the search engine is one example. Let me talk about the gap and what the value is from two different values to small businesses.
Right.
Now, the first value, of course, is that if you don't understand that gap, you run the risk of missing sales. For instance, wireless fidelity networks, Wi-Fi networks, the very hot product right now,
right,
has got a tremendous return rate at retail stores. Turns out that sometimes over half of the products that a retail store will sell will be returned to those stores, not because the Wi-Fi product doesn't work, but because the small business or homeowner can't figure out how to install it.
Right.
Well, technically speaking, that's not the vendor's problem, but it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If the product gets returned, who else is going to?
Of course it is.
That's a real problem.
Yep.
So the companies who figure out how to resolve the installation issues and make it brain-dead installable, like AOL was brain-dead installable when it came out, that's going to be the successful product. There's an opportunity for some small business to say, I can solve that problem. The heck with making advanced technology. Let's make it usable.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first implication is that if you miss the installability, or if you miss the appearance, or you miss any of those small things, you can miss a home run. The difference between a single and a home run for any of these things can be as simple as simply talking to the customer about how they install it mm-hmm. or don't install it. The other thing is that there's an enormous market potential. I'm going back to your search engines. If 40% of the engine's searches fail every time people get online during the day, and they're business people who need these things to get things done, they might be willing to spend $50 a year or $100 a year to get that last 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should develop a product.
No, nobody's asking them for that, though, are they?
There's three companies in Europe who are developing a product that should solve this problem. But, you know, there's room. Any one of our listeners could be the next company in America to develop a product that would solve that problem and take that $50 a month.
And, folks, the thing to remember is what Peter's trying to get through to us is that these don't use the search engine analogy. I mean, don't use the search engine literally, because you and I aren't going to create search engines. Use the analogy that you're using. Use it as an example of how to ferret out a niche, how to ferret out a market, literally, that you can step into, and forget whether it's technology related or not. There are things out there that people aren't getting that they want, and you might be able to deliver it for them. But Peter, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but if I were looking for something, I would be looking for the thing that saves people not money, but time.
Without question, time is more important to businesses than money is. To home users, maybe not, but to businesses.
But more and more, though, I'm convinced, Peter, more and more, it is to consumers as well.
Well, that's a testable.
I don't have any research on that. I just believe that it's true.
Well, maybe we should test it.
I think we ought to.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the majority would even be that way. I'm just saying more and more, I believe that this is something 2 years from now, you and I will look back and it'll be evident. It won't just be me thinking it. I think it'll be proven that, because more and more, I think, we've got less time to do things. And it's not that we have money to throw away. It's just that we absolutely don't have time to throw away.
You're absolutely right. Now, after the break, I'd like to talk about how you can find out where these markers are going to be.
I love guests who know what the clock is going to do. Isn't that great? Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. Stevie Nicks will take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Peter Meyer is our guest. And Peter, give us your website again, please.
Well, the easiest way to find it is creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com.
All right, creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com. And they can find out more about your books there, too, can't they?
Oh, of course.
And their last name is spelled M-E-Y-E-R, Peter Meyer, if you want to check that out in any of the online bookstores, or if you're asking for him at your local bookstore. That's how you spell his name.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, we've got all the pieces of the puzzle laid out here. We've sort of got them organized, but we don't have the puzzle put together. You can do that for us, can't you?
Well, everybody puts their own puzzle together, but let me tell you the two strategies that might be very, very helpful. The first thing is if you look at products from the vendor point of view, most products are darn near perfect. But that's not the way the customers see them. So the first step is to say, okay, if I'm a customer, what do I get when I get a product? Let me give you, for instance, you and I are both going to be on planes the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
When we get on the plane, we don't look at the engine. We don't look at the pilot, usually. We don't look at the computers that run this thing. What we see is the back of the seat in front of us. If it's dirty, we immediately assume, consciously or not, that there may be something wrong with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're running an airline, it makes a lot of sense to keep the seats clean, keep perception up. So put yourself in the role of the customer or the flyer and look at your product from their perspective and say, are these dirty seats? Can I fix this? Is this installation harder than it needs to be? Now, the next step is to say, I've got a lot of friends, users, customers, associates who buy these things but aren't totally happy with them or don't use them, like wireless networks, because they're hard to install. The vendors think it's fine. Is there a way I can fix the difference between the vendor's expectation and the customer's expectation? Mm-hmm. If I can fix that difference, I can take what was a small business to start and turn it into a large market opportunity, which I can dominate. Because people tend to be myopic and self-centered around their businesses, they tend to forget the big gaps they're leaving.
Now, one of the things you got to be careful about, though, Peter, is if you make too much of a commitment to that one little niche, and the primary manufacturer solves that themselves, or some new technology comes out that makes that problem go away, you just got to be careful not to make a commitment into something that's too esoteric, don't you?
We never want to get too esoteric. You want to look at the market opportunity. But let's go back to where we started, the web search engines.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of the vendors, the big vendors, you've got Microsoft with MSN, you've got AOL with their power, you've got Yahoo, who just bought Overture, or is buying Overture.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Google, who's the big vendor right now. Any one of them could solve this problem. But there's no economic value to them.
Mm-hmm.
$50 a month from business users is not that big a deal. It won't sell a lot more advertising. Not to AOL, but to a company who's your size and my
mm-hmm.
size, or you know, $500 million,
right.
dollars,
mm-hmm.
there's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always the opportunity to go after stuff that the large vendors will not do because it's too small for them. TI used to tell me that they couldn't handle anything that was less than a $10 million first initial run rate.
Wow.
Well, you know, there's a lot of business.
Oh, yeah, a lot of businesses could do well on a tenth of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, you need to make sure that you don't go tilting directly at the very strength of a large vendor unless you really know what you're doing. You got three times their strength.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, if they're going to leave a gap for you, why not?
We got about a minute left, Peter. What is the one thing that you think prevents people from seeing these opportunities?
They look at the product as being something they manufacture or deliver as a service. They look at the product as being everything their customer sees.
Mm-hmm.
The back of the seat, the cleanliness of the counter, the invoice, the way that you answer the phone, that's your product.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't look at all those points, you're leaving that gap the same way AOL is now.
Well, think of it, you know, one of the things that somebody pointed out to me a long time ago is the surfaces of your building, the surfaces of the thing that you do, the things that people touch.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to those things. But take that in a metaphorical way. Don't just take it literally, but also in a metaphorical way, to how people use these things, how it makes them feel about themselves when they use your products, and find the opportunities inside of that. Peter Meyer, this has been fun. Thank you for being here. Thank you for opening our eyes and helping us to learn new ways to create and dominate new markets.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you all for listening.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. We'll have him back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.